Sweet Words, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Thank you. You did well. Han Chen says somewhat offhandedly, and Fu Hongxue's eyes light up. It's the first time Han Chen actually notices that reaction. It makes him go silent, and he just pats Fu Hongxue's shoulder and then turns to his team. But Han Chen can't quite stop thinking about that reaction. He's not sure if he just hasn't noticed before. It's not like Fu Hongxue is particularly emotive. But Han Chen has slowly learned to read him anyway, so it might be that he just hasn't looked before. Or maybe Fu Hongxue is getting more open with his reactions around Han Chen. Very marginally more open. Or maybe Han Chen just hasn't actually given out any praise before. He suddenly can't remember and it bothers him. When they've done their grocery shopping and Fu Hongxue reaches out to take the bags from Han Chen, he doesn't try to argue. Just lets Fu Hongxue have them and says, "Thank you. You're always so good to me." Fu Hongxue pauses for a moment before he starts walking towards their car again. Han Chen looks after him for a moment before picking up his pace and walking up to Fu Hongxue's side. Han Chen isn't sure he's exactly good at giving out praise, but surely he can try. It's not like he doesn't appreciate all the things Fu Hongxue does for him, even if sometimes he gets helplessly lost with the way modern life works and gets things wrong. When they're sitting in the car, Han Chen looks at Fu Hongxue. For a moment, Fu Hongxue's eyebrows rise a fraction, like he's wondering why Han Chen hasn't started the car already. Han Chen smiles at him and reaches over to brush some of the hair at the side of his face, and then can't actually think of anything to say, so he just leans in and brushes a quick kiss to the corner of Fu Hongxue's mouth before pulling back and starting the car. Han Chen is lying on his back in their bed, Fu Hongxue pressed against his side, Fu Hongxue's hand on his cock. He strokes Han Chen's cock like he knows exactly what he's doing, which he kind of does. It's definitely not the first time he's done it, and Fu Hongxue is very observant. "That's it. Yes, like that. You're so good at that," Han Chen babbles out, not entirely sure he's managing words that make much sense, but determined to keep telling Fu Hongxue exactly how good of a job he's doing. Fu Hongxue noses at Han Chen's shoulder before kissing Han Chen's collarbone, mouthing along it. Han Chen's breath stutters and he stumbles over the words falling from his mouth. Fu Hongxue's hand keeps pumping his cock, and all Han Chen can think of to say is, "Fuck, you make me feel so good." Then he sort of loses the ability to say anything for a moment, as Fu Hongxue keeps nibbling on his collarbone, his hand picking up its pace on Han Chen's cock. Han Chen grips Fu Hongxue's arm, gasping as he comes. It takes a moment for Han Chen to recover. He brushes his hand through Fu Hongxue's hair. "You did so good," he says, because he really can't think of anything better. Fu Hongxue lifts his head a bit, enough that Han Chen can look at him. He stares at Han Chen with large, wet eyes. "Han Chen?" he asks, and Han Chen thinks his voice trembles a little. "You're amazing, Fu Hongxue," Han Chen says seriously, reaching up to settle his hand against Fu Hongxue's cheek. Fu Hongxue's breath actually shudders. Han Chen smiles a little and adds, "And you're way too good to me." He thinks Fu Hongxue looks just a bit overwhelmed, his eyes glittering as he looks down at Han Chen. Han Chen wraps his arms around Fu Hongxue's shoulders, and Fu Hongxue lets himself be pulled down, nestling his head against Han Chen's shoulder. "Can I return the favor now?" Han Chen asks, one of his hands trailing down Fu Hongxue's back, sliding down to his waist. Fu Hongxue makes a small sound of agreement, hiding his face against Han Chen's shoulder. The end.